their religion, the religion that Allah is pleased with for them. And Allah will remove the fear and the terror that they live in. And Allah will replace it with a state of peace and tranquility for the Muslims. And then Allah, as Shaykh Al-Fawzan mentions, then Allah lays down two more conditions. Allah mentions, يَعْبُدُونَنِي, so long as they worship me, and that they do not associate partners with me in worship. And whomsoever disbelieves thereafter, then indeed they are the fasiqoon, they are the transgressors. So in this ayah, Ya Ikhwana, Shaykh Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned that there are certain things that Allah has asked and Allah has commanded His servants with. And as a result of that, then Allah will give them something and Allah will do something. And what are those matters? That Allah has mentioned the beginning of the ayah, that Allah has promised, Allah has pledged, and Allah, Ya Ikhwan, does not break His promise once He makes His promise. Secondly, that then Allah lays down conditions for the Muslims. First and foremost, that they have iman. That they have iman, true faith. And this true faith, Ya Ikhwan, is established in the correct Islamic belief, in the correct Islamic aqidah, and the correct Islamic manhaj, and the methodology of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Furthermore, the Messenger of Allah, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continues to say, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, that they work righteous deeds. And these righteous deeds, Ya Ikhwan, are as a result of the establishment of the correct Islamic aqidah. And they are from the rights of the establishment of the correct Islamic creed. And they are from the rights of the establishment of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the rights of tawheed is that we establish the prayer. From the rights of tawheed is that we give the zakah. From the rights of tawheed is that we fast the month of Ramadan. From the rights of tawheed is that we go and we perform the hajj. From the rights of tawheed is that we do that which Allah has obligated. From the rights of tawheed is that we keep away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. So the establishment of the righteous actions, that if you were to do this, then Allah will establish you in the earth, just as He established those who came before you. But then towards the end of the ayah, Allah mentions two further conditions. The condition, so long as they do not associate partners with me in worship. So long as they worship me alone, and they do not associate partners with me in worship. Two further conditions. And Allah will remove those people who do these matters. That Allah will establish them in the earth, and that Allah will change their state of fear and their state of khawf and terror that they lived in, and replace it with tranquility and security. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, from the great scholars of the 8th century, he mentions that the purpose of the revelation of the ayah is, one of the companions went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went and he approached the Messenger of Allah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, for how long, Ya Rasulullah, for how long? For how long will we be sleeping in our homes in Medina? And we have with us, when we are asleep, our swords and our spears and our weaponry whilst we are sleeping out of fear. For how long will we be living in this state of fear? And this was in Medina. So as a result of the questioning of that companion, or those companions, Allah Jalla wa Ala sent down this ayah. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, that this is a pledge from your Lord for those who believe and work righteous deeds. So Allah will establish the believers, Ya Ikhwan, upon the earth. But these conditions have to be met before Allah establishes the deen of Allah for those whom He wishes to establish, just as He established it for those who came before. And Ya Ikhwan, one should realize that when there is ikhtilaf, because we have ikhtilaf amongst the Muslims today, that this ikhtilaf strengthens, that this ikhtilaf strengthens, as it were, the weakness. Meaning, that the more that there is differing amongst the ranks of the Muslims, the more that the Muslims differ, the more the weaker they become, and the more that their power diminishes, because their word is not united. And when their word is not united, and their ranks are not united, and they do not speak with a singular speech, that everyone comes with his own aqidah, everyone comes with his own version of al-Islam, this can only weaken the Muslims, weaken their ranks, and open up the Muslims to the attacks of those who wish to destroy Islam. And this weakness amongst the ranks of the Muslims due to their ikhtilaf is something that every single Muslim must recognize. And I'm sure that even the Muslim who is blind, meaning blind in the eye, but he has some basira in the heart, meaning that he is blind in the eye, but he has some vision and some insight with regard to his heart, recognizes the fact that the Muslims are split, and they have been split, and they continue to be divided. And no matter what the people say, no matter what ideology that the people bring, no matter what solution that the people bring, the Muslims remain disunited. And this disunity, ya ikhwan, is something that is forbidden. Forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This differing is something that is forbidden by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith reported by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. He said, khatta lana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khatta. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew for us a line. Then he drew a line. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew for us a line. ثُمَّ قَالْ هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ. Then he said, this is the straight path of Allah. Then he drew lines to the right, and then he drew lines to the left. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَذِهِ سُبُلٌ مُتَّفَرِّقَ عَلَى كُلِّ سَبِيلٍ مِنْهَا شَيْطَانٍ يَدْعُو إِلَيْهِ. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after drawing the straight line, and mentioning to his companions that this is the path of Allah, then he drew lines to the right, and then he drew lines to the left. And he said, هَذِهِ سُبُلٌ مُتَّفَرِّقَ. That these are paths of divergence and misguidance. That's what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And then he said, at the head of each one of those paths, there is a devil calling to it. So the path of Allah, ya ikhwan wa akhawat, may Allah bless you. And may Allah increase you in goodness. That the path of Allah is the singular path. And the paths of deviation that lead to the hellfire are numerous in number. And this is something that we have to recognize. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of this. And the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew this. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after mentioning that, mentioning the paths of divergence, mentioning the paths upon which there is a devil calling to it, that he said, that he recited the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. He said, and that is the straight path, and that is my straight path, the statement of Allah, that is my straight path, so stick to it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلْ فَاتَّفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, and do not follow the other paths, meaning those paths that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew. Do not follow those paths, for they will separate you away from Allah's straight path. So we have been commanded to follow that path that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illustrated in a manner that the companions were not in any doubt that the path of Allah is a singular path. That Allah mentioned that His path is a singular path. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the paths that have devils calling to them. The paths of deviation. The paths that lead to the hellfire, that they are many in number. Shaykh Falah Ismail, hafidhahullah ta'ala, brings a benefit with regard to this hadith. With regard to this hadith, he brings a benefit. He mentioned that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he drew the straight line, it was a singular long line. Meaning that this path of Allah, this path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a path that a person has to strive upon. A person has to have istiqama upon, that a person has to stick to, regardless. And as for the paths of divergence, then they are short, quick fixes. They are short, and they are many in number. And people are attracted to them because they see it to be easy and quick. They are quick paths, and they believe that they guide them towards Jannah, where in reality at the head of them there is a devil calling to them. Whether the people who proceed upon them realize that, or whether they don't realize that. Because it is a reality, no doubt, that sometimes a person may proceed upon the path of misguidance and not even realize it. And may Allah guide them. It is possible, ya ikhwan, for a person to be upon the path of misguidance, the path of destruction, the path of the hellfire. A devil at the head of it, he doesn't even realize it. And a perfect example of this is the athar that is reported upon Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And I'm sure many of you are aware of the athar of this narration. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud walked into the masjid with Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. And Abu Musa al-Ash'ari had informed Abdullah ibn Mas'ud that he had seen something strange in the masjid. But it was something that seemed beautiful. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud entered into the masjid after the passing away of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he saw that there were groups of people in the masjid, and they had a pile of pebbles with them in the middle. And around those pebbles, there were individuals counting stones. Counting those pebbles. There was a circle around each pile of pebbles.